I need you to prove that you have the support of your people. And we can only show that support if you sign up to our website, and we have thousands and thousands of signatures. Not a few hundred, not one or 2,000, but hundreds of thousands of signatures. And that isn't difficult for our community. When we say every year that we are answering the call of Imam Hussein, when we cry for Sayyida Zainab, this is her call, this is in response to their call, but who is there for us? If we don't stand up now, we will see what they have done in Syria last year. In Hujab and Adi's grave, they demolished it. So if we don't speak up, the next lines will be Iraq. And I think we're batting against time. So please contact us. We have our team outside. Brother Ali Jafri, who seems to be running a lot of projects. And Sabia outside. And if you've got any questions, please do ask them. Join up today, and we can add your name to our database. There's various contacts you can make with us. We can come to your centres, we can give presentations, and we can let you know what our work is. Please do sign up and join us today. There's a short video that I'd like to show to you, which is from our Muharram promo, and I'd just like to thank you all from the Sayyids for giving us the opportunity to talk today. Thank you very much.
एक बार फिर से बात करें मोहम्मद आरिफ अभी ये क्लिप यहाँ पर चल रहा है आप करें साउंड की कुछ प्रॉब्लम है इंशाल्लाह अगर ये प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व होगी तो बाद में दोबारा शॉर्ट दोबारा चलाया जाएगा एक सवाल पढ़े मोहम्मद वाले वैसे हुआ तो ये करता है कि जब इस किस्म की कोई गैदरिंग हो तो लोग तकाजा करते हैं कि कुछ गर्माने वाली बातें भी हों लेकिन शायद मैं महसूस कर रहा हूँ कि आज इतनी गर्मी है कि उन बातों की जरूरत महसूस नहीं हो रही लेकिन शायद इस गर्मी में और वो वाली गर्मी जिसकी बात की जाती है उसमें फर्क है तो आपके थोड़ा सा इंतजार आपको और करना पड़ेगा तो इंशाल्लाह हमारे दरमियान आज शरिया बैत का माजवी साहब भी मौजूद है वो आकर इस गर्मी को मजीद पढ़ाएंगे लेकिन वो जो गर्मी है मोहब्बत अहले बैत की उसका रंग कुछ और होता है और ये वाली गर्मी है इसका अंदाज और असर कुछ और होता है लेकिन कबर इसके कि मैं अपने आदमी साहब को दावत दूं ताकि इस महफिल को मनवरता और नूरानी तर करें मैं दावत दूंगा ब्रदर जैन अवान को कि वो स्टेज पर तशरीफ लाएं और खसूसी तौर पर यूथ के हवाले से गुफ्तगू करेंगे यूथ एंड सोशल चेंज 10 मिनट के लिए वो आएंगे और आप लोग इस हवाले से अपने ख्याल का इजहार करेंगे ब्रदर जैन अवान साहब एक सवाल पर
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. First and foremost, I must start off with the fact that I am extremely honored and humbled to receive an invite from the Majlis to come and speak at today's proceedings. It's an extremely daunting task considering that I'm surrounded by the ulama who I've grown up listening to in their Urdu Majalis and their English Majalis as well. And it's extremely humbling that I am now sharing the platform with such decorated scholarship and those that have tirelessly served our community. The topic of discussion, however, for today is youth and social change. And in the time which I have, the 10 minutes which I have, I'm going to try and cover this discussion. When we talk about social change, a lot of the times we think this is a Western construct, that activism and asking for injustice or challenging injustice and asking for justice is something which is a Western notion. And we can see that today when we notice that the West is actively pursuing its agenda throughout the Middle East in the name of justice, in the name of democracy, in the name of freedom. And so as Muslim youth, sometimes we can become confused as to what this means to us. However, we must not fall into that trap, for social change in itself, in its entirety, and in its maximized capacity is an Islamic concept. And that is highlighted with three incidents which I'm going to mention to you today. The first is that of the revolution which the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, brings to the people, to the Arabs at the time, when they are in a state of jahiliya, in a state of ignorance, when they themselves are committing one of the greatest atrocities, or the many great atrocities they are committing openly. This injustice, for example, recite Salah. So we were saying that with the revolution of the Prophet, before that we see a state of jahiliya, utter injustice, both committed by men to themselves and to the society which they live in. Why was the injustice committed to themselves? They were in a state of ignorance, that they themselves had lost the faith of Abraham. And the injustice is like burying their daughters alive. There comes a man who starts a revolution, who speaks out for women's rights, who speaks out against racism and discrimination. The message of the Prophet was faith-based, but it fueled social change. Islam highlights to us, therefore, that spirituality is crucial to social change. It is the reconciliation, Islam says, that if you, in order to receive that utopian society, we must reconcile both spirituality, the physical element, and the mental element. All these three faculties must be reconciled in order to create change. And we see that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, introduces these radical changes in a time of utter ignorance. The second example today, when we look, so we've talked about challenging injustice, and this is a prophetic concept, but when we look at the United Nations, today they talk about development, you know, human development and aid. And in the year 2000, they came up with a concept called rights-based development. What is rights-based development? It empowers the person who is receiving, and it realizes the fact that the person who is receiving the charity is not the one who is in need, or he's not needy, because do not demoral him. That's what they say, the terminology they use. It's about empowering. And here is Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, 1400 years ago, who also introduces the first concept, where in the West, in the year 2000, we start discussing rights-based development. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, when you give sadaqah, put the dirhams into your palm of your hands. then present it to the person who is in need. Let them take with their own dignity, because this is a dignified approach. Islam is teaching the essence of humanity. Our faith as youth is teaching us the basis of social change, not the West. The West, 600 years later, starts discussing in their policy document about rights-based development. And the third and final thing which I want to talk about social change is that of sustainable development. You know, when today our resources are so finite, we live in a world where there is so much greed and selfishness. Islam comes to establish selflessness. But here in a capitalist country or in a capitalist world which we live in, it is about replacing selflessness with selfishness. It's about greed and power. Islam teaches the essence of sustainable development. When was sustainable development introduced in the West? In the 50s. What is it? It's looking after the environment and the world which you live in. And the United Nations definition is using as much resources in this capacity whilst saving enough for the next generation. Abu Dharr is seen, not even the Aimma themselves, but their companions are teaching the world what social change is and what social consciousness is. Abu Dharr is seen planting date seeds. They ask him, why are you planting date seeds? You know, dates, they take a long time to grow. They take at least a life, and they said, you won't be here to see the fruits of this date. Abu Dharr replies, and listen to this, this is essentially what sustainable development is. Abu Dharr replies that when this tree, I have eaten from the fruit of another date tree, and I am planting these seeds for the next generation. Because I have taken, I am giving back. And this faith, which has given us so much, the sacrifice of Aba Abdullah on the plains of Karbala, and the sacrifices of all of the 14, they have sacrificed so much for the faith which we have in our hands. It is the solution. But yet, what are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to submit to this cause? And why youth? This is the second segment of the talk. Why youth? Why is youth such an important time? And I mean, with the respect of the scholars, it is important as a community we recognize the value of the youth. In Munajat al-Sha'baniya, the one which we recite in this month, and if those of you who haven't taken the opportunity to recite it, please read the translation as well. Amir al-Mu'mineen states that I have wasted my youth. But he singles out this faculty of youth. Why? Because it's such a special time of self-development. It is a time of vitality. And this element of Shabab, the youthfulness, is seen throughout our riwayat that it is mentioned as a sacred time because it can either be destroyed. And there is twofold. It is one down to the youth, but also down to the environment which he lives in. So we realize that youth and social change, if they were to go hand in hand, the revolution it could bring. When we see the revolutions which are being carried out by the Prophet, Ammar and Imam Ali, people like that, the Sahaba of the Prophet at the time were very young. And they were the fuel, the energy of this movement. But we must realize that at the end of the day, we have the solutions with our faith. But are we willing to reconcile our lives, the world which we live in, with Islam? I talked, and this is my final point, and it's just a question because it's Wali al-Asr conference. Imam al-Hujjah should be in our minds as youth for every action which we take. From the degree which we are studying, to the morning which we wake, and we say, where is the Imam of our time? But to be honest with you, I as an individual, how much do I miss the Imam? What is intizar for me? Is it pacifism? Is it someone who just sits and says, the struggle of the Shias dying in Pakistan, the struggles of the Shias in Bahrain, and what is happening in Iraq is not my concern, because the Imam will come and establish a judgment. This is not intizar. This is pacifism. It is not active awaiting. When we say await, we don't sit and look at a clock. We look at how we are building a movement because the Imam is going to establish a government. But yet, where are we in our political engagement, our social development, our social change? And the final point is that of when we come back to Aba Abdullah's message, because it gives us the fuel, the connection between the Imam of our time and Aba Abdullah. When we say in Dua Nutba, where is the one who will come and avenge the blood of Karbala? This Imam, Imam Hussein, when we read the incident, a lot of the times we read about Hur, There are two Hurs on the plains of Karbala, as we should know. There is one Hur, who is the free Hur who comes to Aba Abdullah when on the night before Ashura, and he presents himself to the Imam. He has ma'rifah of the Imam. He realizes, he recognizes that this is the Imam. But he just doesn't recognize, because the enemies of Aba Abdullah also recognized that he was the Imam. They also recognized, we have in Riwayat, that they were killing Aba Abdullah and weeping at the same time. Did they not know this was the grandson of the Holy Prophet? Having ma'rifah, or understanding that this is your Imam, is one thing. Taking action is the second. So Hur here takes action, and he comes to the side of Aba Abdullah, and he becomes one of the freest man in the books of history. He sells himself to the Imam of time, and he chains himself, shackles himself to the Imam, but buys his own freedom with it. But then the second Hur is the one which we should reflect on. Ubaydullah Hurr Jawfi, the one which we don't like to reflect on. Why? Because Ubaydullah Hurr Jawfi had many opportunities in the lives of the other Imams before Imam Hussein, Imam Hassan, Imam Ali. In Imam Hassan's time, there's a lot of inactivity with him, but he's presented an opportunity with Imam Ali and Sufin, and he rejects it. Imam Hussein asks Ubaydullah, he sends a messenger, Ubaydullah, come join my army. Ubaydullah Urajofi, approaches Ubaydullah himself. Ubaydullah replies to the Imam, I recognize that you are the son of Zahra, I recognize that you are on the right, but I cannot come with you. Here is my sword. When the Imam comes, are we just going to give him our possessions and say, you know what, we can't give ourselves? Why? Because the Imam is not reconciled with our lives. Ubaydullah is then seen after the massacre of Karbala, walking in the bodies, amongst the bodies, and asking and reciting poetry to himself. For the rest of your life, Ubaydullah, know that you mourn that you did not help the son of Zahra. And today we have one Imam in Ghaybah, the one who is presented with the deeds of his Shia and weeps over them. When we say we would crush the hearts of those that cause injustice to the son of Zahra, here we have a mother womb Imam who is sitting in labor, who is presented with my deeds on a daily basis, and he weeps over them. So the question comes, and it finally ends on this, that we have a faith which is riddled in social change. It's ingrained, the fuel of this religion was social change and social power. Now we come to the advent of the Imam. When the Imam is presented in front of me, will I answer his call like the 72, or will I answer the call like Ubaydullah Hurr Jawfi? That when I see the Imam of my time, I recognize him. I recognize you are on the truth, but I am not willing to sacrifice and come forward. This is the challenge which we as youth have to take up. Inshallah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the tawfiq that we may serve in the army of the Imam of our time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, brother. Ye the brother Zain Awan. Khudawand Mannan. Inhe mazid ilm o ma'rifat ki zarurat ata farmaye. Aur aaj ke is program mein, जैसा कि मैंने पहले आपने अर्ज किया, हमारी खुशकिस्मती है कि हिंदुस्तान से तशरीफ लाए हैं शहरे आले बैत डॉक्टर क्याम आजमी साहब। खसूसी तौर पर शिरकत उन्होंने यहाँ फरमाई, शायद तो आप बहुत सारे मिल जाएंगे ना जाने। एक दरख्त को देखकर शायरी करना शुरू कर देते हैं, शायद पत्थर पर बैठकर सिगरेट पीते पीते नज़में लिख देते हैं, लेकिन बामाना शायरी करना ये वाकया खुदा की तरफ से एक देन है। उन्हीं शोरा ने की लिस्ट में इनका भी नाम आता है कि जिन्होंने बिलखसूस अहले बैत अलैहिस्सलाम की मद में इस फन शायरी को इस्तेमाल किया और इस खुदादाद सलाहियत से अपने खुदा को राजी किया। डॉक्टर प्याम आजमी साहब ऐसे शायर हैं कि जिन्हें ये हुनर नसीब हुआ है कि किस तरह महानी को अल्फाज का लिबास पहनाया जाता है। आज मैं फिर एक बार ये सादत हासिल कर रहा हूँ गुज़श्ता साल की तरह कि उन्हें दावत दूँ और आपके सामने वो आज की महफिल के लिए एक खसूसी जो उन्होंने कलाम मुंतखब किया है आपके सामने पेश करें। डॉक्टर प्याम आजमी साहब, एक सलावत के साथ।
अल्लाहुम्मा सल्ली अला मुहम्मद व आलि मुहम्मद। सदाए अली अली की पुकार बड़ा हसीन वजीफा है जिंदगी के लिए। मुझे किसी से मोहब्बत नहीं अली के सिवा, मुझे किसी से मोहब्बत नहीं अली के सिवा, मैं हर किसी से मोहब्बत करूं अली के लिए। नारा है
ग्रामी अरबाब शिक्र नगर गुलाम हैदर करदार। मैं सबसे पहले मजलिस उलमा की खिदमत में तबरीक और तहनियत का नजराना पेश कर रहा हूँ कि चंद बरसों में ज़्यादा तरक्की में जिस पुरसकून अंदाज मैं उन्होंने कदम बढ़ाया है और कौम की रहबरी की है वो काबिल सताइश है। मैं जो नज़्म आपके हजरात की खिदमत में पेश करने जा रहा हूँ जिसका उन्वान है ग़ैबत इमाम में उलमा की जिम्मेदारियाँ। ये मौजू मुझे हुज्जतुल इस्लाम वल मुस्लिमीन मौलाना मोहम्मद हसन मारूफी साहब ने दिया था चंद दिन पहले। उन्होंने कहा था कि इस मौजू पे आप नज़्म पेश करें। मैं आप हजरात की खिदमत में उलमा की खिदमत में नजराने आपके दर पेश करता कर रहा हूँ आप हजरात की तरफ से, इसलिए कि अल्लामा इक़बाल ने कहा है शायर कौम की ज़बान होता है, कौम अपनी शायर की आंखों से देखती है। मुझे उम्मीद है कि मैं जो कुछ अर्ज करूँगा मेरी कौम उससे अख्तलाफ नहीं करेगी। मुलाना फरमाए ये आलिमान दीन हक, ये आलिमान दीन हक, ये आलिमान दीन हक, ये खादिमान दीन हक, ये तर्जुमान दीन हक, ये रहबरान दीन हक, हर ग़ैबत इमाम में यही ज़बान दीन हक। ये आलिमान दीन हक, ये आलिमान दीन हक, हर ग़ैबत इमाम में यही ज़बान दीन हक, यही ज़बान दीन हक। ये कौम का वक़ार है हमारे जिम्मेदार हैं, हमारे जिम्मेदार हैं, ये आलिमान दीन हक हमारे जिम्मेदार हैं, ये कौम के वक़ार हैं, ये कौम के वक़ार हैं हमारे जिम्मेदार हैं। हकीकतन चिरागे शाम इंतजार हैं ये आलिमान दीन हक, ये आलिमान दीन हक, वली असर आफ्ताब आसमान दीन हक, वली असर आफ्ताब आसमान दीन हक, ये आलिमान दीन हक चिरागे शाम इंतजार हैं, ये आलिमान दीन हक। अलम है इनके हाथ में सलात और सौम का, अलम है इनके हाथ में सलात और सौम का, अलम है इनके हाथ में सलात और सौम का, यही तो आसरा है आज इस गरीब कौम का, यही तो आसरा है आज इस गरीब कौम का, इस अहदे जुल्म में यही है पासबान दीन हक, ये आलिमान दीन हक, ये आलिमान दीन हक। जलाले दश्ते करबला के, जलाले दश्ते करबला के अब यही अमीन है, जलाले दश्ते करबला के अब यही अमीन है, कुलैनियों सुदूक के यही तो जानशीन है, कुलैनियों सुदूक के यही तो जानशीन है, जो लिख गए हैं अपने खून से दास्तान दीन हक, जो लिख गए हैं अपने खून से दास्तान दीन हक, कुलैनियों सुदूक के यही तो जानशीन है, जो लिख गए हैं अपने खून से दास्तान दीन हक। हम इनके मुक्तदी ये मुक्तदाए खासो आम हैं, ये इमाम के यतीम हम ये नायबे इमाम हैं, इमाम के यतीम हम ये नायबे इमाम हैं, ہے محفل حیات میں انہی سے شان دین حق یہ عالمان دین حق یہ ترجمان دین حق یہ رہبران دین حق اگر یہ منتشر رہے اگر یہ منتشر رہے تو راہ کا غبار ہیں اگر یہ منتشر رہے تو راہ کا غبار ہیں مگر جو متحد ہیں پھر تو آہنی حسار ہیں مگر جو متحد ہے پھر تو آہنی حسار ہیں یہی تو آج ہیں امیر کاروان دین حق یہ رہبران دین حق یہ عالمان دین حق کرو یہ ان سے التجا کرو یہ ان سے التجا ہمارے ہاتھ تھام لے کرو یہ ان سے التجا ہمارے ہاتھ تھام لے ہمارے کام آئے اور ہم سے اٹھ کے کام لے کرو یہ ان سے التجا ہمارے ہاتھ تھام لے ہمارے کام آئے اور ہم سے اٹھ کے کام لے پھر آج لے رہا ہے وقت امتحان دین حق پھر آج لے رہا ہے وقت امتحان دین حق کہو حضور اٹھ کے اب ہماری رہبری کرے کہو حضور اٹھ کے اب ہماری رہبری کرے جنہیں ہے خوف وقت جنہیں ہے خوف وقت جنہیں ہے وقت خوف وقت کا کہو حضور اٹھ کے اب ہماری رہبری کرے جنہیں ہے خوف وقت کا وہ رقص منبری کرے جنہیں ہے خوف وقت کا وہ رقص منبری کرے کہو حضور اٹھ کے اب ہماری رہبری کرے کہ آپ ہی ہیں اب امیر کاروان دین حق یہ عالمان دین حق یہ عالمان دین حق سنا ہے رخ یزیدیت کا